Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
They're a little cheap, and it takes too far. You get into a couple fights, and then it's like, I don't even know what I'm going to get out of this guy, and then you're kind of playing protective. So I think it's very, very beneficial for a lot of aspects. You know, you're just a new, fresh environment. We're going to go down to Wofford. It's going to be hot. Guys got to be mentally tough to be able to handle the heat. I mean, I know when teams come up here, you got to be able to handle the snow. You got to be able to handle the adverse weather. But when you go down south, that heat does, you know, play with you. So I think that's going to be a whole new element that I think that's going to challenge us mentally. But I think we're going to rise to the challenge.
Buffalo Bills safety Kirk Coleman, our guest here in the sports bar. There's this story down in New Orleans. I don't know if you saw this. There's a judge who's going to demand these depositions. So here comes a Saints question. Do you feel cheated at all or slighted at what happened last year?
I'll say this. Proverbs 16:9 says, you know, man plans a lot, but God's plan will always prevail. So, you know, at the end of the day, I wanted to go to the Super Bowl. I wanted my family to experience the Super Bowl again. I thought we deserved to go to the Super Bowl. At the end of the day, it didn't work out. And I'm not going to look back and say, you know, whatever, it happened, it passed. You know, I don't live in the past. At the end of the day, I'm here now. And it was a great season. You know, when I look back and I talk to my kids and I'm going to show them all this stuff, and I was a part of Drew Brees breaking the all-time passing record. I was out there running and dancing and jumping up on the field. They stopped the whole game. Like, I've never been a part of a football game, literally, in the middle of a game. It just stops. Yeah. That was a special moment in my life, in my career, in my family, being a part of that. So, at the end of the day, it would have been a great experience to go and go for another Super Bowl. But I believe now is the time. That's why I'm here in Buffalo. I think this is the right team, and I'm excited to see what we're going to be able to do moving forward.
Kurt, the way that game ended is led to the game going to change this year. I mean, how are you and other pass defenders going to adjust to this rule change that was a result of the way that game ended?
If you try to change your game based off of a rule, then, I mean, you got to play the game. Just play. Just play. And it's going to play itself out. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, if it probably lingers too long as far as all this review, I don't think the TV contracts are going to want that to happen. So at the end of the day, money's always going to rule. And if it takes too long during games, they're going to say, we're not doing this rule anymore. But I think it could help. We'll see. Time will tell.
Yeah, I mean, you had to live through the targeting and everything else rule. Do you recall having to adjust the game back then?
I think it's not so much adjusting my game. I think what you think about more likely than not, though, is, or maybe the offensive guy, he knows he can come across the middle without having to really flinch. You know, there was an intimidation factor that was placed upon defenders that we could literally freak guys out. Sure. You heard the alligator arms, you know, and guys would pull back. Now, guys just go across the middle thinking they're going to be clean. So, you know, it's unfortunate because football is played with a lot of aggression. I understand the safety aspect of things, and so that has nothing to do with that. But I think it's definitely helped the safety. But as far as the intimidation goes, these guys can run across the field with no fear.
It is Buffalo Bills safety Kirk Coleman joining us in the Country Suite Hot Seat, brought to you by Country Suite and Triple O. You mentioned earlier it's something that you bring to the locker room that only a handful of guys on this team do. It's a Super Bowl experience. You would have preferred a different outcome, of course, in that game, but what's it like to play on the game's biggest stage, and how can you share that story to inspire other people on this team?
Well, the thing that I haven't even started sharing it with the guys yet, because this time is all about laying the foundation. This is the foundation to which you get to the pinnacle. During the season, though, you're not thinking about the Super Bowl. And like I was saying, there's going to be so many adversities that we're going to face as a team. And that's when you need those guys that have had those experiences. But as far as the actual game itself, you don't realize how much longer it is. You don't realize the halftime show is, I think it's an hour that you're in the locker room. It's something crazy. When you're, you know, warming up on the sideline pregame, you have all these celebrities all around you. Like you don't have the normal game type atmosphere. It's a really big spectacle and for everyone to enjoy, but obviously just as far as playing the game, that's what you have to prepare for. And I don't know if you know, I never had been there before. And I don't think that whole week long of going to the media row and doing all, it's so much fun. So much fun, but you got to prepare yourself. You got to have guys. I had a great guy, Roman Harper. He kind of helped walk me through things and tell me what to expect. And it kind of helped me, you know, mentally prepare for myself for the game and what to expect during the game and leading up to it.
Kurt, as we wrap up here, you have had throughout the course of your career great quarterbacks. You mentioned Drew. Cam Newton was a teammate, great teammates in Philadelphia going way back. Where are we at, your initial impressions right now of Josh Allen?
I think Josh, he's becoming that leader that you want out of your quarterback. I think what you see is the offense is really, they're rallying behind him. He's taking great command of the offense. He's making some great plays. One thing I saw, and it's something maybe no one even noticed, I think he had made a bad throw, and he just took off and ran because he was so mad at himself, he wanted to do like a gasser down and back.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if anyone noticed that, but I saw that, and I said, that is special because he's demanding perfection out of himself. As a player, you're never going to be perfect, but to demand the perfection out of yourself, that's what you ask for. That's what you want out of your leader, the commander of the team, the face of the team, and of the organization. So I think that's, you know, just something small as that. I think there's a lot of – I mean, there's going to be a lot of things that he's going to be able to do for this organization, a lot of things he's going to do for this team, you know, and he's going to have to. Every winning team has a great quarterback, and I think we have one here.
Buffalo Bills safety Kurt Coleman, our guest in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Before we let you go, you're out of the Ohio State University. We saw one of my co-host favorites, Tim Tebow, make a comment yesterday. He had Penn State as one of the top four teams in the nation. Now, as an Ohio State guy,
get out.
You got to see that and be like, oh, come on, that's just disrespectful. Give us a little bit of a preview of what you think the Buckeyes might do this year.
Look, when have we not finished in top five in the last 10 years? I mean, the record is it is what it is. I mean, Tim's going to get some, you know, publicity for that. You know, sometimes you got to do that. But I think, you know, when you line up and you look at the teams, it's Clemson, it's Alabama, it's Ohio State, and then Oklahoma's up there.
Yeah.
Maybe Texas may come up this year because I thought they finished strong last year. Who else? I mean, you have a lot of mid-tier guys.
Disrespect to Michigan a little bit here?
Who?
Yeah.
I don't know that team. I don't. I mean, if we're going to talk candid, and no disrespect, I'm going to put that out there. Has Harbaugh won a big game?
Well, I think he hasn't defeated Ohio State yet.
No. Let's take this back. You can take it back to Stanford. You can take it back to San Fran. When has he won the big game?
NFC Championship?
The silence is
that's not a big – I'm talking the Super Bowl.
Okay. Yeah.
He has not won.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
That's all I'm saying. So I think he's a great coach. But it is what it is. When it comes to winning the big games, which is – we talk about Ohio State, Michigan. It's the game. Has he won one yet? I let my case rest. Ryan Day is not – hey, nothing's going to change with Ryan Day. I had a chance actually to meet him back in May. Great guy. And the great thing about it is he was a part of the staff. So there's no big change that he had to do. And the recruiting, I think they're top five again in the recruiting aspect. And that's how you win in college. You recruit well, which those top teams do. And then you have the right group of coaches to kind of pull it all together. I mean, you're going to win.
Kurt Coleman, Buffalo Bill, this has been a blast. Good luck the rest of this camp. Thank you so much for your time.
I'm going to be sleeping here soon, guys. So
Kurt, if it helps you stay healthy, take as much time as you need, all right, man?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.